Linus of Talk to Me, and we're going live today, folks. We are at Billy and Bourne's Fantasy Football Baseball Party. So we're doing a live remote show today, folks. And like I said, we're at Billy and Bourne's Baseball Party. Listen, yay! All right. So we're going to have a ball today. Of course, let me introduce my co-host, Bernice.
Good evening, everyone.
And I'm my producer and switchboard operator.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. So today, folks, since we're live, we're still going to do entertainment news as we always do, but also we are going to go around the party and talk to people about their football and baseball choices in the fantasy game. So without further ado, we're going to begin with entertainment news. Oh, before I start, are there any birthdays or anything we need to acknowledge today?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
None that I know of. Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, we will begin. So on entertainment news, the first story is the sad and unexpected death of Televantage's Dr. Zachary Timms, who's topping the news this week. Timms, 42, was the head of a popular church in Central Florida. He and his wife, Reva, had a ministry of thousands. He was well known on the TBN network and the Word network. A couple of years ago, Tim was involved in a scandal with a stripper that led to and his wife getting a divorce. They have four children. Over the weekend, Tim was found dead in a hotel in New York. Drugs were suspected after a powder substance was found in the pockets of Tim's suit. Tim was a good minister, but many believe his personal demons took over his life. He often talked about his past drug use and addiction when he was a teen, and it's so sad to hear his life ending in this way. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
These ministers with these mega churches,
yes.
I don't know.
A lot to go through. I mean, they're trying to minister to a large audience and then trying to talk to his group individually, so I would assume, he had a lot going on. It may be overpowering for him.
Maybe it was, mm-hmm. and maybe that's why he reverted back to using drugs
mm-hmm.
again.
To be able to cope with that kind of stress, that is a lot of stress.
Yeah, it is. Okay, and the second story is about Lisa Rae McCoy. Says that she's not the reason that Stacey Dash got fired from the VH1 show Single Ladies. Lisa Rae sent the world a message while vacationing in Italy. She says the decision to let Dash go was a network decision. Dash has been very quiet about her firing. Was she a drama queen? Yes. Was she late all the time? Yes.
Wow.
Was it her fighting with Lisa Rae? Yes. Lisa Rae and the head writer creator of the show are close friends. Who is going to replace Dash? Because a replacement is being sought. Queen Latifah serves as the show executive producer. Yeah, it's her show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what you got going on over there, Bernice?
Well, I've got a bit on Michael Jackson's tribute concert that has run into controversy. The tribute show scheduled for October in Wales is being run by Joe Jackson and his cronies. You know Joe is quick to cash in on Michael's name. Yeah, we always do that.
Yep.
The Michael controversy. The tribute show scheduled for October in Wales is being run by the Joe Jackson, of course, and you know Joe is quick to cash in. Well, they just repeated that. The Michael Jackson estate says it will sue the organizers if they are not told where the proceeds were going. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, because Joe don't have any money. He's broke, so you know he's playing off of Michael Jackson to try and get some money. You know where that is.
Well, they had a thing on TV with his mom, and his mom said that they were talking about doing that. This is my first time hearing about Joe being into it.
Yeah. No, the family was thinking about it, but no. And, like, the promoters want to know, where is the money going?
Exactly.
Is it going in your pocket or is it going for some charity
what?
Yeah. But
why
Joe,
was he wondering where it was going? It's not supposed to go in his pocket.
Mm-mm.
Joe, come on now, get real.
Yep.
Okay, what is CBS doing to Holly Robinson Peete? Is she returning to the talk? Peete co-hosts the daytime talker with Leo Remini,
mm-hmm.
Sarah Gilbert, and Julie Chen, and Sharon Osbourne. The show is on an upheaval stage. Sharon Osbourne is reportedly leaving. There is a lot of tension with Lee Remy, and I hear Pete may not resign. What is going on? Pete's great on this show. Julie Chen, who is married to CBS honcho Les Menuvez, reported won't let the ladies talk about the major show's events without her. Julie wants to be known as the news authority. There have been reporter problems that Rimini began bringing her mom on the set of the show and not abiding to show rules. Now, that is not going to work, y'all. But what is the problem with Pete, and why is she going or being treated this way? You know? I don't understand what the deal
is. She's been on there for some time, hasn't she?
I know.
It's
so,
the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So why would girlfriend even bring her mom into it? You know, that doesn't make sense.
No.
You know, and they've got enough people there to do the show. You know?
No. There's something going on. It's probably a lot of egos crashing there.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Okay, what do you got over there, Leonard?
Let me tell you about Kobe Bryant. Fighting in church, girl.
Fighting in church. Oh, my
Him
goodness.
And his wife. According to reports out of San Diego, Bryant was in church service with his wife, Vanessa, when he spotted a man taking a picture. Bryant thought the man was taking a picture of him, so he grabbed the man's wrist. The man screamed that Bryant hurt him and had to be rushed, to the local hospital. Can we smell a lawsuit? Come on now.
Yes, he grabbed,
and he ain't grabbed him to hurt him. He probably just grabbed him and told him, "Man, stop.
Yeah.
Are you taking pictures? Stop. You know, we're in church."
But if they don't want anybody taking pictures, why would they go to a public church? Why won't they have a private service?
Well, no, they should be able to go to a church.
They should be able to go to church anytime they
without
want.
Without being bothered.
Yeah.
That's true. Mm. But it just didn't. Yeah, I agree. It just doesn't make sense for him to do that.
No, but you've got paparazzis everywhere. Restaurants.
That's true.
Sports field, wherever. There's paparazzi all over. So I think he kind of overreacted.
Either that or he really was taking a picture of him in church, you know.
And that's fine, but I mean, he might have overreacted. He could have had somebody in the church tell him, "You should have that guy leave because he's taking pictures."
Yeah, exactly.
And this is not a special service or anything, you know.
You're right.
Because the paparazzi live for these celebrities.
Yeah, they sure do.
Mm-hmm. They want to get the best shot they can get, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got, did Scientology play a part in the split up between Jennifer Lopez and Mark Antony? Lopez's dad has been part of the religion for over 20 years, and she feels it's okay if her children by Antony get teachings. Reports say Antony was not happy with this. There's a lot of controversy about that Scientology church.
But he's a devout Catholic as well.
Yeah.
Which, you know, most Latino people are.
Yeah.
They're very strong Catholics, so that's totally different. So I don't know, maybe they might compromise on that, or maybe they might go ahead and get a divorce. Who knows? It looks like they're splitting them for good.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Regardless of what's going to happen, they're going to get a divorce.
Well, Sex and the City may be coming back to TV. Are you ready for more of Carrie and Company? Talks are underway for a revival of the show. Okay, now they show some previews, but it's a new set of four women. It's not these four.
They're younger. Okay.
They're younger four women that are playing the four parts. So I don't know. They're trying to do it as a TV series.
But it's not
the original four.
Oh, okay. That's what I was thinking. I said, okay,
no.
They just kind of wore this out a little bit. You know.
I was going to say the same thing, and I love Sex and the City, but...
No, they're bringing it back with four different ladies as a younger version of Sex and the City.
Okay. Well, we got the hottest actress of the moment has to be Viola Davis. The 46-year-old Oscar nominee is starring in the box office smash The Help. Davis and her husband, Julius Tenen, are in the process of adopting a baby in her, and she is being courted by HBO about starring in a new show. Well,
good for her. Good for her. Well, who's coming back to Basketball Wives for season four? Ghetto show, y'all. Yeah, I said it. Ghetto.
It's a ghetto.
Ghetto
I haven't
show.
Seen it, but
Shawnee O'Neal, the producer of the show, says the new season will have more balance. You think, Shawnee? Because y'all are pretty ghetto on there right now, slapping and fighting each other and calling each other names.
She
and not really
the show.
Solving any problems, huh?
No.
Yeah.
She admits the show is heavy-handed with all the fighting. See?
Mm-hmm.
Mika Claxton,
mm-hmm.
the wife of Speedy Claxton, won't be back. She lost steam after getting slapped, by Tammy Roman.
Okay.
Royce Reed may not be back. She wants more money, and she is starting to venture out with more projects.
That's Superman's baby mama.
Oh,
yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm. That's the one he won that lawsuit against because she kept bumping her gums about him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she's trying to get more money because he's putting a lien against her for any type of income she has coming in.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. His lawsuit was for over $500,000 and he won it.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Go ahead on in. Mm-hmm. We got Sherry Shepherd. Tied the knot with Lamar Sally over the weekend. The View co-host has her wedding pictures featured in the news issue of Life and Style magazine, and the Style Network is featuring her wedding on their cable network September 13th.
Okay, and did you also know that her mother was against this wedding?
Oh, really?
And her friends, and also, did y'all know that none of the members of The View came to her wedding?
Ooh, that's not good.
None of them. Not Whoopi, not Joy, not, what's her name? I can't think of the
Barbara
other one.
Walters.
Barbara Walters and the young girl.
Right.
None of them came to her wedding.
Did she invite them?
Yeah, they were invited.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm saying. It was told on TMZ. Said none of them showed up. And there were family members there that were against this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Oh,
sounds like this guy's going to be her new manager, her husband, and some other things.
Mm.
And they were said, no, evidently this man is not on the up and up.
Evidently.
But for
evidently.
Sherry, she kept saying, I don't care what anybody say. It's almost like Color Purple Eyes Mary.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you'd marry anybody just to say that you're married?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Looks like the way. The BET Network is airing a 10th anniversary special on the late singer Aaliyah. Aaliyah died in a plane crash in the Bahamas on August 25, 2001. She was 22 years old at the time. Patti LaBelle, Missy Elliott, Timbaland, and Kelly Rowland are participating in the special.
Ooh,
I want to see that.
I bet that's going to be good. Well, Wayne Brady has been tapped to host an old school jam in Las Vegas that Justin Timberlake is putting together.
Oh, wow.
Hello. The event is happening in October, and the benefits of Shriners Hospital for Children. Charlie Wilson, the Commodore Sisters, Sledge, Earth,
ooh.
Wind, and Fire on the bill.
Oh.
Ooh, I'd like to fly to Vegas for that show.
Good. Mm-hmm. That's going to be good.
That's going to be a really good old school show.
Yeah.
Well, Chabonet, what you got down the hall there, girl?
Just a couple of stories from News of the Weird. Frances Uzaga, 75, was back in court in Brooklyn, New York in June, claiming child support she was never paid by husband Philip Uzaga, 77, in their divorce settlement of 33 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The children, of course, long ago became adults, but the $14,000 judgment has grown with interest to about $100,000. Frances told the New York Post in July that she called Philip several months earlier to discuss the amount, but that Philip merely began to cry. Don't let this go to trial, she recalled telling him, if you think I'm going to forget it, Phil, you're stuck on stupid.
Wow.
Ooh.
I didn't even know you could go back 33 years to get money.
I didn't know that for child support.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
So apparently there's no statute of limitations.
Mm-hmm.
The Perfect Society rules to assure correct progressive behavior was recently proposed by the San Francisco Commission of Animal Control and Welfare and the Colorado Department of Human Services. The San Francisco agency would ban the sale of all pets in the city limits, from dogs to gerbils to goldfish. Why fish? Why not fish? Asked one expert.
Mm-hmm.
One commission member bristling at criticism. Animals sold as food for other animals would be included, but not animals as sold as food for humans. And also, daycare centers in Colorado will be required, if it made dolls available at playtime, to have dolls of three different races.
Wow.
Three different places? I don't know.
Races.
Oh, races.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's two stories combined in one, but I heard about the San Francisco one last week in the news that they have banned all sales of pets, and a lot of people who are, you know, pet lovers are upset because they're saying, well, we're not buying it for food for ourselves or food for another animal. We're just buying it as a pet, a house pet. and they can't buy animals anymore, at least not within the city limits of San Francisco.
Oh,
if
wow.
you go on the outskirts, you can still get.
So like Hayward, Oakland,
yeah,
or
guess.
Tracy, anywhere outside of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, an inmate Jonathan Penny, 26, petitioned U.S. District Court in Chicago in July, demanding that state and federal officials stop arresting him because he did nothing illegal, he wrote, despite his current 4-year sentence for aggravated battery on a police officer.
Mm.
Penny helpfully suggested a way for the federal government to compensate him for all the grief it has caused him. The government should pay him $50 billion, yes, $50 billion, in restitution and award him uninhibited land so that he could start his own country with sovereign and diplomatic immunity.
Oh, please.
WBBM Radio noted that Penny appeared to solicit romance on his MySpace page by writing that he hopes to get into a committed relationship with a woman, but wouldn't mind if it meant leaving this world and marrying an alien with similar autonomy and genetics.
Okay, got now, he's just downright stupid. okay?
Even though Michigan school teacher Maurice Rasul was sentenced in December to at least 4 years in prison for having sex with a high school boy in Saginaw and Midland counties, the episode is not over. Now, the victim has filed a lawsuit against Rasul and school officials for what his lawyer described as non-consensual sex. The unnamed then 16-year-old admitted to at least 100 acts of sexual intercourse and 75 other acts, sex acts, and asked at least $1 million for physical, psychological, and emotional injury. To use the minimum numbers, that works out to at least $5,700 per sex act, and since $1 million is sought on each of the 7 federal law claims and 3 state law claims, the best case scenario regards each sex act as $57,000 of a burden.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That sounds like prostitution to me.
Thank you. Exactly.
That sounds like prostitution to the state, okay?
Thank you. Jonathan Schwartz called 911 in New York City in July to report that he has stabbed his mother to death. A few minutes later, but before police arrived, Schwartz called back 911 to report a correction. No, she committed suicide. The mother's body was found with multiple stab wounds, and police, notwithstanding Schwartz's correction, charged him with murder.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
How are you going to say she committed suicide 57 times? Damn, okay.
Y'all ain't supposed to see them cuts, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Overlooked the other 56 cuts.
Not supposed to see them, y'all.
Ronald Adams, 49, was arrested in June for assaulting an 8-year-old boy in his home in Louisiana after an argument over which TV program to watch. Adams allegedly threw a remote TV remote, hitting the child in the head because the kid.
Okay. Go ahead. Stop now. Okay. Sorry for that. We were having some technical difficulties. I think everything is okay now. Maybe this one might work for one.
Oh,
okay. Oh, okay. All right. So, Shab, did you want to finish that news of the weird?
Okay. Adams allegedly threw a TV remote, hitting the child in the head because the kid insisted on watching cartoons while Adams preferred watching wrestling.
Okay.
And then authorities in St. Lucia County, Florida, investigated an incident in May which a woman allegedly fired an AR-15 rifle at a target inside her bedroom closet in which the gunshot went through the wall, damaged a washing machine, springing a water leak throughout the residence. Officials said the woman's husband fired shots, too, and that it wasn't the first time the couple had engaged in bedroom target practice.
Oh,
And that's all for News of the Weird.
Oh, man. She is too crazy.
Okay, and then I will give the sports real quick for all us NFL lovers because we're going through preseason right now.
That's right.
So there are two games tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern. It should be on right now for us West Coast folks, the Bengals versus the Jets. I'm not quite sure what channel this is on. And then, not sure if it's airing, but on NBC at 5 o'clock tonight, Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern, Chargers versus my Cowboys. Thank you.
Yeah, we heard about you, Cowboys.
Of course, we won our first game. Now, Thursday game highlights, the Patriots beat the Buccaneers 31-14. The Eagles lost to the Steelers 24-14. Friday night's recap, the Redskins whooped the Colts. What? 16-3.
Oh, Lord.
And then the
Wait a minute. Repeat that again. Was that the Redskins that beat the Colts?
Yes.
You go, Redskins. That's my team, y'all.
Then the Lions beat, the Lions beat the Browns 30-28. The Dolphins beat the Panthers 20-10. The Ravens beat the Chiefs 31-13. The Packers beat the Cardinals 28-20. The Jaguars beat the Falcons 15-13.
Wow.
And yesterday's games, the Rams beat the Titans 17-16. Go, Amanda. And the 49ers beat the Raiders 17-3. Sorry, Jason. The Texans beat the Saints 27-14. And the Broncos beat the Bills 24-10. The Seahawks lost
again to
the Vikings 20-7. Sorry, Sarah and Chris. I know that's your team, but they suck. And for tomorrow's game, that starts at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern, the Chicago Bears versus the New York Giants.
That's
going to
be a good game. That's Yogi and Wynn together.
And
so that's Monday Night Football.
Monday
Chicago
Night
and
Football. So shout out to Yogi and Lorenzo. Good luck, brothers.
Yeah. And Chicago and who?
Chicago and the Bears.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, Chicago Bears versus the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Giants and the Bears.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the recap of NFL sports.
Hey.
All right.
Okay. No, don't turn it off. Bernice, come on.
I can't go anywhere.
No, just put it down. Don't even touch nothing.
If you would like to call in and talk about education and sports, the number is 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914.
Okay, so we're outside and we're going to listen, see what Bourne has to say about the baseball and the football. Okay, here we go, folks.
Oh, Lord, help me. I'm hoping that I've improved my team.
Okay,
for fantasy baseball. Well, fantasy baseball. I hope I improve my team. And then we're looking forward to starting fantasy football in a couple of weeks. And
what's your position right now?
I don't have a position, thank you. No, I am in fifth in baseball. Kip is working his way towards last. Yes. That's where he likes to be. That's the first time in 10 years that he's been ahead of me. So he's very happy about that.
Okay, and what about football? Who are you guys?
Oh, football.
Beginning, I know.
You know, the Seahawks need some help in quarterback. I think they've got their third stringer, Josh Portis. I think he's got great potential.
Okay.
And we hope that, he can show his stuff and maybe be the first stringer sooner than later.
All right.
I'm sorry? No doubt. The way they're going, they will.
Go ahead. And who's this? What's your name?
No. My name's Borna. No.
Yeah, what are you ready? Oh, they're running.
Okay.
Tell me about your baseball. I'm sorry, and your football. What are you doing for baseball?
I'm not even part of it.
Oh, you're not? Oh. Who you got? Jason Moses?
We got the Seahawks. I think they're going to do good this year because I got my boy Travis back there in the quarterback. So I think we're going to knock it out the ballpark this year.
Okay, all right. Do you have anything on baseball?
No.
Okay.
All right, that was Moses telling us about how he feels about football. Okay. We're going around. Let me get over here to Kip, see what he got to say. All right. Tell it. This is Kip.
Go ahead. Tell it.
Trying to put Portis in. All these people are over here giving me a bad time about Whitehurst and Tavarius Jackson. You heard it here first. Portis is going to be a quarterback for a team. He's going to start somewhere. Probably won't be the Seahawks because we'll have Andrew Luck next year. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Okay. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. We got to make it through the crowd, y'all. Okay.
Everything he just said is wrong because he doesn't know anything about fantasy sports except how to finish last place. He ain't ever won. So don't take his advice.
Now, who do you like? Tell me, who do you like?
I like Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
I think that all you guys out there should probably take Jake Locker as your sleeper.
Okay. For football?
You know, other than that, I've never done fantasy sports before, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, who do you like sports-wise, though? Football? Do you like Seahawks?
Who's finished
actually,
three times?
Actually, I'm a Husky fan, a Seahawks fan,
well,
a Seattle
okay.
fan. So.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
What are you looking for the Huskies to do this year?
7-5.
All right. That's
yeah.
very good.
Yeah, let's see. What else? I think the Seahawks will go 2-14.
Okay. I'm yeah. pulling for them this year. I'm hoping the Seahawks go all the way.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see them
well,
go all the way.
Well, it'd be hard being a fan of the Seahawks and wanting them to go 2-14, but we're looking for the draft next year.
Yeah.
yeah.
Some good possibilities coming up?
Better than what they got.
So you don't
yeah.
see us really doing that good this year?
No. They're only as good as your quarterback, so.
And who we got quarterbacking this year?
That's a good question.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
if you recognize it, you'll see every year the quarterback in the Super Bowl is a stud, and there's none on Seattle's team. So.
Oh, okay.
And it's not going to happen this year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
I'm hoping. Say, and your name?
Scott.
That was from Scott, y'all. Very good commentary. We appreciate it. Okay.
And one final note. Whatever Scott said, absolutely do not take that advice.
Okay. Do we have any women that want to talk about sports? Huh? You have anything? Anybody that you pick, team you like? What team you like? Okay. Any team that you like? We got Billy.
No, you don't. Billy don't play ball. Where are the Cowboys? Cowboys, go all the way, Cowboys. And Romeo, don't be a pussy.
Oh. And that was our producer.
Yeah, we don't want to. I'm Renice with the Redskins. The Redskins won their game today.
Yes, that's right.
I'm
Redskins
so happy about
today.
That. Redskins, keep on going. I'm still rooting for you because I'm a diehard.
Well, I guess I'll hang on to the Seahawks. I still love my Seahawks. So I hang on to them. Anybody got predictions for the upcoming football games? Seahawks? One coming up. Anybody see anything for our Seahawks? Any other games?
I haven't seen any.
Oh, we're doing good. Okay, and then, well, and of course we're going to walk around the party here. Okay, so we're walking around the party, and how are you folks doing this evening?
Very well.
You enjoying yourself?
Homemade ice cream.
Oh, look at this. Homemade ice cream. Oh, my goodness. And what about you, Mr. Moses? How are you and Kathy doing?
We are doing so good.
All right. Homemade ice cream. Better jump on that. Miss Kathy made it. Okay. And how are you doing today? Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
And are you enjoying yourself today too, sir?
You know what? I couldn't stand it if it was any better.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't get choked.
Yeah. We're all enjoying the fantasy football party, y'all. And
how are you enjoying yourself today, sir?
Just fine, thank you.
All right. And this is the lady with the cutest little boy. I tell you, I just want to spoil him rotten. Little redhead and just a sweet.
Okay, Mom. Give me a word.
We're having a great time. Thank you to Born and Billy for having us. And
yes.
Great to see everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get. I didn't get any. Look, she's running from me. Oh, and we definitely want to thank Billy and Bourne for this live broadcast today.
on Talk to Me.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having a ball, and I want to definitely thank Billy. She prepared some food. Y'all, you just don't know what time it is.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Delicious, delicious, delicious food.
Delicious. And homemade ice cream on top of that, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Kathy
homemade
just made
ice
some
cream.
Ice cream. Mm-hmm. But it's just beautiful. And it's a yard that's unbelievable. All the flowers. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are playing. They're having a ball. Yep. So, well, we're going to go back inside to the studio for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
See what's going on here.
So we got education.
Yes, we're going to talk a little bit about education and bullying.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get on that. Go ahead.
There you go.
Excuse me. Got to get me. Hold on, y'all. Got to get a little thirst quencher here.
Yeah.
Okay, good to go.
What do you think about that bullying in school? I hope they don't run across
a
lot of that in school this year, because things are so hard with the economy. Parents don't need that right now. They need for children to be as happy and as content and to get as far away from all this mess that we got to deal with as an adult as possible, and make school a really happy place for them to go to.
Yes, and we also want to tell you people, there is some websites that you can go through about bullying online that might affect you.
Mm-hmm.
And, if it doesn't affect you, somebody you know. And my suggestion would be that you would go to Bullying Information Center.
Mm-hmm.
Under education, www.education.com, and then put in bullying, and you'll pull up a lot of information. But also with Bernice, I want to say that children, please, and parents, watch your kids' behavior. When you see that your children's attitude has changed, the way their conversation is, or their behavior, check and see if your kids are being bullied at school, and also check for depression.
And also
because
check,
go ahead.
And also to see if they are willing to talk about school. If they start to clam up and not talk about school, something is not right. And the parent need to just see that as a little red flag and say, are you happy in school? Is there something going on in school that you don't like? You know, feel free to talk to me. I said, if you don't want to talk to the teacher, tell me what the problem is, and I will talk to the teacher.
Yes.
And that way the child can stay out of the situation, you know what I mean? Because they have to deal with those kids.
And
this way the parent can alert the teacher, well, alert the principal to alert the teacher of certain things that's going on with your child, and that's very important.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to do the PTA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, parents. Excuse me. You have got to be more participant with your child's education.
Mm-hmm.
That's just sending your children to school, and also, like, when they're in sports, you maybe as a parent participate that they are in sports, and then you come back home. But that's not all of it. You need to know what they're doing in their studies.
Mm-hmm.
How are they? Are they making good grades? Are they understanding the material that they're working with?
Mm-hmm.
Do they need to be tutored or mentored?
Right.
So, parents, it's up to you now. This is 2011. No more sitting on your ass. Get up from that TV.
Mm-hmm.
Get up from those games, PSB or Connect or whatever.
Or Xbox, anybody. You know.
Xbox. And start interacting with your children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And find out what's going on. Don't just be their friend. You're their parent. And you should be securing that their education is a possibility and that life can get better for them, even if they're going through things. Because not only bullying, some kids have depression problems too.
And there's another thing that will clam kids up quicker than anything is when they start hearing that those kids are talking about their parents. That is one thing a child does not want to do, is tell mom or dad what those kids are saying about their mom and dad. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that to the kids, it's like a voodoo that is no talking to, but they will do anything possible to keep from telling you, mom and dad, that the kids at school are talking about you, mom and dad.
Well, they should step up and say something about that. I don't know how
that's
prevalent
important.
That is.
That is important for the child. If the child runs into that, I'm not saying that,
that
all
could
of
be
them
part
will do
of
it.
Bullying.
Yeah.
I would put that in part of bullying.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But their education is very important.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and And
so education in schools are leading to success. Nowadays, they would have to just go from school all the way into college.
And also, yeah, to let your parents know, and also your students, you have got to tell your kids high school is not going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to go to further education because now employees are looking at college. You're not even looking at high school. They're looking to see if you have a year or two of
college
mm-hmm. under your belt
right.
to get you qualified for the minimum job now.
Mm-hmm.
The minimum. If you want a good paying job, you're going to need to complete your college education and possibly even do a master's degree.
Exactly.
So do think about that, parents, that you don't want just through the high school but also college, and make sure that they are well-educated and ready for society when they come out of school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because it's going to be hard. Nowadays, they're not looking at high school anymore.
No.
You know.
High school don't even get it. Used
no.
to be they could get janitorial jobs
mm-hmm.
or work in a warehouse and stuff. Well, even those jobs now, they require that you have education.
That's right.
In that field.
That's
even
right.
in janitorial because of the chemicals and stuff you
and
work with.
And not only that, some of them are requiring them to go to a special school.
Yes, and they have vocational schools
mm-hmm.
too,
yep.
which are good. Cause, so parents, I want you also to realize if you don't have the money, and I understand the circumstances
mm-hmm.
right now, economic
mm-hmm.
in society today, but even if you can just send your kid like BCTI or some vocational school
mm-hmm.
where they can still pick up whether to learn how to do a motorcycle, to be on the air like we are right now,
right.
or anything, but vocational, it's not only cheaper, but they almost guarantee that you will have something kind of a job when you come out
mm-hmm.
or at least leads on job
yeah.
to apply for.
And don't leave
for.
Out the voc tech schools, too, because
that's
they have.
That's a vocational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that would be a good thing for they to get for them to get into if they cannot get into a regular community
yes,
college.
Yeah, because there are
yeah.
options.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggest that you send your kid to junior college
mm-hmm.
to get them acclimated to what college is about, because
mm-hmm.
those first 2 years is kind of getting to know where you're going, what you want to, what your profession wants to be,
mm-hmm.
and know what college life is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cheaper on the parents. Now, when you go directly from high school to university,
ooh,
of course
rough.
It's going to cost more.
Yeah.
And
they
because
have
so
the
much
laws with those with these colleges, you know, they kind of just they could just charge whatever they want to now.
No, I don't know about charging whatever they want to, but I do know that they have went up on
in
tuition.
Well, I don't mean the colleges.
Yeah,
I mean the universities. I'm sorry.
The tuition. No.
Yeah.
That's the colleges, yeah, but they went up on tuition
mm-hmm.
this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they're paying anywhere from 2 to 3% higher
yeah.
than they were in years past.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Excuse me, y'all. I had to get a little sippy poo.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Not even at the thing.
Mm-hmm.
What else, Bernice, you want to say about education?
On education, they also have for non-traditional college students that will work full-time for your employer might be prepared to cover some or all of your educational costs. Traditional colleges students generally don't begin full-time employment until soon after graduating, and many go away with a pre-prepared debt, I guess you would call, if you were able to have your employer help with expenses. So that is another good way for you to go to college, too, is through your job that you're working now.
Yes, because some jobs do offer that, and
mm-hmm.
in fact, they will pay for part of they will pay for part of that, matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what percentage, I don't know, but I do know that they do pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It depends on what kind of program that they have in each school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and job-wise, too, because
yeah.
like I said, they job-wise, they will do it. Oh, you know what? We're
what?
Down to 20 seconds.
Okay.
We're almost off the air. Let's
okay.
start the music.
All right.
And, okay, so next Sunday our show is going to be about music. And we're going to post music and bring back memories. Oh, my God. I'm going to just enjoy it. Oh, oops. It's still there.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Good night, everyone.
Yes, good night, Bernice. Good night, Chavonet.